It's Nordjork Arts 10th anniversary. Nordjork Arts is celebrating a decade filled with tremendous growth, strain, and success for the organization. With hundreds of programs produced, artists hired, partnerships formed, relationships built, and community members served. So, how did Nordjork Arts become what it is today? Join us as we talk to 10 of NYS most influential supporters to learn the story of our organization. We are so excited to share this milestone with you. Here, our host, Julian Carvajal.
Welcome, and thank you so much, Raul, for accepting our invitation today to be part of our podcast for the 10th anniversary of Nordjork Arts. Raul, can you tell us who you are?
Yeah, absolutely. So, as you know, I'm Peril Pandya, and that being said, you know, I would definitely say that I'm someone who's a very passionate person. You know, I'm someone who really cares a lot about making the world a better place. And that is really something that's done through the work that I do, which I don't much think of like work, but rather than a calling, you know, and that's really someone who is community first, really interested in, you know, working, listening, engaging with folks who usually are, you know, whether they've been marginalized systemically or, you know, they've been marginalized due to their identities, just really kind of someone who's passionate about leading, teaching, learning, and celebrating artistic excellence. That's really who I am. And someone who can be caught in the shower doing a mean Whitney Houston impression. definitely part of it as well. And then, you know, on the personal side of things, I would say I'm someone who's very much, you know, a plant lover. I'm up to over 100 plants now. My house is a bit of like an urban jungle. And a cat lover. So someone just that, you know, really is someone who's compassionate. I think I'm someone who's compassionate and really likes to care for those and the things that I love dearly.
Thank you so much. That was very nice to hear, especially how passionate you are. Yes, if I can say something about you, is how passionate you are about the work that you do. Thank you for sharing. Raul, what is your connection with Nordjork Arts?
That's a great question. You know, I actually came into contact with Nordjork Arts quite a few years back, and that was actually through meeting the previous executive director, Lila Karim. And Lila I met through my time when I was working at an organization called Neighborhood Arts Network, which is part of the Toronto Arts Foundation. So I would say that was my first initial connection, and I was just very, very, very excited to meet Lila. First of all, I thought she was a lovely person, but it was also very exciting just seeing another brown person in the community arts at the time. So, you know, that connection kind of organically developed into a friendship. And that's how I learned about all the wonderful and great work that Nordjork Arts does and continues to do. So that's really how I kind of got introduced to the work at Nordjork Arts.
How did you become part of the NYA family? Like, is there any particular program that probably you remember dearly?
You know, there are so many wonderful opportunities. I've had the privilege, and truly I do consider it a privilege, because I, you know, deeply, deeply care about the folks that NYA serves. So, you know, I would say that for me, it really, you know, one thing that really stands out as a memory, just because I thought it was such a beautiful experience, was attending a program called Second Act. And I was doing an impact report on the program, and it was for young people who are not English as a first language speakers. So I had the opportunity to also sit in and passively participate in the program, but it was just such an energetic, exciting group of young people. And I always appreciate the energy that young people bring to any circumstance. And I also just saw, you know, the immense value of creating a space like that and how vitally important it was to give young people confidence that are maybe newcomers or don't have necessarily English as a first language, the opportunity to build their self-confidence.
Okay, thank you. As a person who is fully involved in the art sector, what do you think are the main challenges in arts organizations might be facing in the future or that are facing already?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, as someone who works as a consultant in the sector now and has been for the past few years through my work with Community Impact Consulting, I would definitely say that, you know, I think that it's a lot to do with the culture. The culture of, you know, how we value ourselves. And what I mean by that is I feel that sometimes we undervalue ourselves as creatives, as arts administrators, as just a, you know, a sector and an expression that really contributes so much to the world and is positive and seen as valuable. So I think that's going to be a challenge, and I'm going to say it as a challenge, as an opportunity rather than a challenge. I'm seeing it as an opportunity, as really, you know, empowering ourselves from within to start telling our story of how it is that we connect with the lives of so many people through the works that we do as arts organizations. I think that that's going to be a big change coming out of this culture of some folks saying that they want things to go back to the way that they were, where I know a lot of other people do not want things to go back to the way they were. So I hope for arts organization is the opportunity, you know, to really understand our value as a sector within, you know, the world as a whole, and approach it in a way that makes it better for not only the arts organizations, but better able to employ and equitably pay the artists that we're employing through the work that we're doing at the organizations.
Yes, very important. And talking about that, what are you hoping to see more in the art scene in the city?
I think, you know, for me, it's just the more of a genuine attempt to really bring different types of art forms, art styles, art traditions to broader audiences. I think there's a huge opportunity now, especially with the fact that, like, now there is so much more engagement on digital platforms. And, you know, of course, there is always the acknowledgement that that can leave folks behind because they may not have access to digital platforms. But on the other hand, it also creates an opportunity for those to who may have not been able to have the opportunity to experience some sort of art or art making experience in person to actually access art. So what I hope to see is, like, you know, that continues to be a place of growth in the arts community, that we look at using digital space in a positive ways to create opportunities to connect with new artists, new art forms, and bring them to new audiences, continuing to really, really amplify the huge diversity. I think we have, like, just in Toronto alone, over 200 languages. So I just think about all the art that's untapped at this point, and that sometimes these things kind of exist within the communities that they're made, but they haven't still been, you know, available to broader audiences. So I would love to continue to see that develop in a way where people can get inspired and, you know, have experiences that they maybe have never had before.
Thank you. What are your wishes for the next 10 years of North York Arts?
I just want North York Arts to continue doing the amazing work that they do. And, you know, as I have been working in the nonprofit sector now for over 20 years, and I am immensely in awe of the amazing work that North York Arts does. So my hope for North York Arts in the next 10 years would be that North York Arts continues to do the work that they're already doing with the amazing integrity that they're doing it with, but they continue to still grow as an organization in the ability to, you know, serve more folks in the communities, as well as give a platform for perhaps artists that are still undiscovered or emerging, or, you know, yet to come as perhaps newcomer artists that, you know, maybe have not yet landed in Canada. So to continue just to amplify that same message and grow the network that is already quite vast in North York, that North York Arts has really nurtured to be even further and wider and more diverse, and continued success with all the work that North York Arts has done, because they deserve it.
Pearl Pandya, thank you so much for joining us today in this podcast celebrating our 10th anniversary and hearing from you and your stories. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Julian. It's a pleasure.
Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, you can make your donations on our website or through canadahelps.ca.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on our social media and visit our website to learn more about our celebration. Until next time.